don't know, and perhaps staff knows the answers. I believe this particular law that says you can't make, and the good senator read it a few minutes ago, you cannot make contributions during this registration period and 1 year thereafter. I believe that is currently being litigated, is it not? Ms. Miles, isn't it part of the one
it
lawsuit?
Was, if I may, Mr. Chairman, Bruce
sure,
Miles,
please.
Director of the Public Offices Commission. And that section of law is, in fact, in AS 1513, the campaign disclosure law, was upheld by the Alaska State Supreme Court as constitutional, was cert denied. The United States Supreme Court did not hear it.
Okay, so.
Senator, did that get your question?
Thank you.
Senator Hogan.
Thank you. Well, just on this little discussion here, it seems to me that it's appropriate, as the courts have ruled, to regulate contributions. But I don't know if it's ever been tested, and be curious to see if it has, whether or not it's constitutional to say, okay, you can contribute to this person if you live in their district, but you can't contribute to anybody else. Because I think that's an arbitrary discrimination based on residency, which, I always struggle with allocations and discrimination based on residency, because I think it's arbitrary.
Through the chair, mm-hmm. Senator. Logan, from what I glean from Ms. Miles' comments, it has been litigated and upheld by our Supreme Court. It doesn't mean, however, I mean, again, it's a creature of statute, so the legislature is of a mind to reconsider that.
And I think here, if I could, the question here is, if we're going to do this, we should not do it lightly, and we should not do it with a very low threshold. Or where should that threshold exist if we're going to do it and it's legal? And I think that's the question. What is regular? What's substantial? If we can continue to work on that. Yes, go ahead.
I think Mr. Wood's suggestion of eliminating the word regular is a good one. And that would make half of our task easier anyway to, only deal with the definition of substantial as opposed to substantial and regular. In regard to legislation. And just on another note, I think that we have for years regulated who can contribute to whom regarding out-of-state contributors and things. So, I mean, there is precedent in legislation regarding contributors as opposed to contributions also. But he did change that word regular, which I thought was very good.
Go ahead.
Senator Seekins. I'm happy to give you some suggestions after the hearing today.
We'll look at that. We don't pass this out the first time anyhow. Senator Terry, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I just want to understand the full impact of dropping the reference to the word, use of the word regular. When I read this section of statute, I go, okay, substantial, know what they're talking about, but regular, I'm not quite sure what they're talking about.
Through the chair. Senator, it's very confusing. The idea would be, let's go with either word, really. I think it would be far better to go with the word substantial. Otherwise, you end up the dichotomy you see there right in the legislation. Different hours, what does that word mean? I think it would simplify by simply going with one word or the other. I would recommend substantial. Give everybody the same playing field, same level field.
Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I thought there was one of your comments led me to believe that the word regular was somehow linked to the regular legislative session, or is there any tie there, or
as a regular part of what it means is you've got a substantial amount of time or a regular part of time, and it gets really confusing.
Yeah.
It does not mean the session.
No.
And I appreciate it, folks. We do appreciate you coming in, Ms. Jacobson. If I could ask you a question, I know you're an investigator with the Police Department, Ketchikan, is that correct?
I'm retired now.
Retired now?
Now I'm an investigator for the state, but it's
investigator
occupational
state.
Licensing. Yeah.
Right. And I do know, if you take a look at a traffic regulation, it says you can't go faster than 55 miles an hour. What happens when you go 60? But you didn't mean to.
Well, you endanger people, first of all. And then there's the issue of the law and the consequences of that. So the consequences would be that you might get a ticket.
But just because police officers don't stop that person doesn't mean that they're not speeding. Is that correct?
Right, and it doesn't mean it's okay just because they don't get caught.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Quinn, I'll have to apologize, but one of our members is the chairman of a committee that needs to get ready. Can we ask you to come back for us? I know you're here in town most of the time, and we'll be hearing this again
Monday.
Monday. Will that fit for you?
Okay.
You'd be in Anchorage? Well, why don't we just ask it, give you a few minutes. And thank you very much, folks. We really appreciate your coming here. Thank you. Please identify yourself, Mr. Quinn, and your association, and we're anxious, eager to hear from you.
Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ted Quinn. I live at 9195 Ninnis Drive here in Juneau. I am a small business owner. I currently act as chairman of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce, but I'm here acting on behalf of my small business that I own with my brothers Lewis and Brian. Capital Office Supply here in Juneau, and Capital Office Systems in Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks. I encourage you to pass this legislation as it's written. It does impact my business and my livelihood as a business owner. And I'll give you an example of what I see has happened in the past. A number of years ago, Correctional Industries put out a mandatory systems furniture contract, which was, to me, in direct competition with my business. I spent a lot of time. Did I go over the line? I don't know, and I would probably never admit that if I did, but yes, I would. But I spent a lot of time up here on the Hill knocking on doors, talking with the administration, with the commissioners, with the Correctional Industries Commission to try and get them to remove this mandatory contract that was in place for all state purchases. The state could not buy any systems furniture from anybody other than Correctional Industries. They couldn't even solicit requests from private sector business, which in Juneau, as you can imagine, cut a lot of my business off at the knees. Same with seating. And today, still, they can't solicit buying chairs from private sector businesses here in Juneau without going to the prisoners first. And I spent a lot of time working on that particular issue. And did I get over that limit? I didn't know there was a four-hour limit. This was a number of years ago. But perhaps I did. Another issue that affected me was I got put in a golf cart at a charity golf tournament with a legislator who, thank goodness, he was not a very good golfer and spent a lot of his time in the rough, which broke up my five-hour round of golf, but that still put me in a position to have to make a determination. And the thing, and I'll touch a little bit on the campaign donations to candidates. I own a property in Anchorage that's in your district. I have a number of people that had bumper stickers, yours, on their vehicles. I would like to be able to support, living in Juneau, support my employees who support somebody like you who is going to make decisions for that particular area of the state. It is a small state. I have a business here in Juneau that is not in my district where I live. I'd like to be able to contribute to the candidate that of my choice that is going to be running in that particular district that is going to affect the livelihood of my business, my employees, and my family ultimately. So I think it does tie the hands of people in private sector business, me as a business owner. Same within Fairbanks. I would like to be able to do that. Do I do that? I have not done that, but I would like to do that. I would like to have that ability to do those donations. With the regulation, if I have to register as a lobby, I can't. I can only donate to the people that are in the Upper Mendenhall Valley. In closing, I'll just make it quick. We've heard that the law is broken. It's not terribly broken. Lobbyists, I don't want to see lobbyists off the hook. I know a number of lobbyists, and they should register. I just would like to see the definition of substantial, and I've talked to a number of people on this, defined in statute, not left up to a regulatory decision. And I think that if you guys define that, be it whatever it is, and I would encourage the language as it's written now, but define it in statute and take the question out of it. So,
questions for Mr. Quinn? I do appreciate your coming and appreciate everybody else that came here today. We will bring this up again on Monday. And until then, without any other business, the meeting is adjourned.